This is KCUR 89.3. As Kansas City continues to see increases in violent crime, the new Kansas City, Missouri police chief says he's doubling down on community policing. Chief Rick Smith says he wants to expand the number of community interaction officers, or CIOs. He's also embedded a social worker at one of the patrols. KCUR's Laura Ziegler has more on what some of the changes look like and how they're being received.
Gina English came on last summer to help cops improve relations with communities, to help them do their job when they're not making an arrest, which is most of the time. I met English recently at De La Salle High School. She'd come to talk to students about an idea she had for a photography project, to have them take pictures of good stuff in their communities. And she also tried to explain to them why some of the unpopular policies are important, like the curfews at Westport and the Plaza.
So there is an all-year-long curfew. It's 11 o'clock, I believe, on the weekends during the city time.
One girl with hot pink highlights in her hair looked right at English and said, "African-American kids and white kids see police differently. She just wanted me to use her first name, which is Tay.
Like, white kids see police, they're like, oh, that's my friend, because when you go into like a suburban area, it's like, oh, the police are nice, they're our friend. And when you go in the city, it's police yelling and beating on their daddy and pushing their mama out the way and like pushing kids and stuff.
English squats down on her heels to meet Tay face to face at her desk. She tells her she's here to listen, to maybe help police understand her feelings.
You can flip the script and you can show a totally different perspective. You get to shine the light on what it is that you see. Because if I recall, you had actually shared a positive story with me.
In 2005, my brother had passed away.
Tay says he died in his sleep.
And my mom, she's a single mother and stuff. And when he died, the police came to, you know, like how they do when somebody die.
And they noticed there was no food in the family's refrigerator.
No food in our refrigerator. And the police bought milk and cereal. And we had cereal. And that was like, for the only good experience that I ever had. And that was in 2005.
The idea of social workers collaborating with police has been around for decades, but historically they've worked alongside law enforcement, not embedded within it. Kansas City's Chief Rick Smith says he's pleased so far with the success he's seeing. For example, he tells me about a home police had visited multiple times where the owner had been threatening to shoot neighbors.
She went to the house, knocked on the door, and well, he opens the door and starts talking to her immediately. And by the end of that, she had contacted his mother, had worked on a program, and within 3 days, he was getting the help he needed.
The social worker is just one way Chief Smith is expanding the community policing effort. He wants to add an extra community interaction officer, or CIO, so each patrol will have two. Community activist Andre Thurman supports these efforts, but in the end, he says authentic community policing must be done by people who live in the community.
I mean, this is just that dry, cut and dry. You can't call it community policing if you go and hire people outside of the community to police people who live there. That's not community policing at all. You know, that's hiring security.
So I'm back at De La Salle High School. Counselors here tell me that this is a school that enrolls kids with trauma, kids who've seen a parent killed or incarcerated or domestic violence or neglect. Police are typically involved. As I leave De La Salle with Gina English, she says she understands how people might question her legitimacy in the African-American community, but she says growing up a Mexican in a white world, she understands what it's like to be on the outside. She hopes her role can build trust.
I become a part of a more positive social network for a family or an individual that when there is an act of violence that has affected them, instead of reaching out for retaliation, maybe now they reach out for problem solving.
It's too early to gauge the impact of KCPD's new emphasis on community policing. There's still only one social worker and plans for 12 community interaction officers in a department of just over 1,300. Several other agencies appear to have similar approaches to violence prevention. So the new police chief's first challenge may be just to figure out what community policing looks like in his department, if and how these efforts overlap. For KCUR 89.3, I'm Laura Ziegler.